It's hard to think what farming was like back in the 1800s when farmers had to use four horses and a gang plow. Fast forward to today, it's even more difficult to fathom how much more farm equipment has evolved to make work easier. Harold Warp's Pioneer Village in Minden, Nebraska helps tell the story of how this major transition happened. At age 21, Harold Warp started a plastic film business with two of his brothers. He grew this product into other ideas such as plastic food wrap and plastic bags. Warp has over 30 patents in plastics. With this newfound wealth, he decided to start investing into the future of Nebraska by saving its past. Warp had a passion for preserving historic items and buildings in his hometown, Minden. Today, the Pioneer Village complex includes 26 buildings and 50,000 items from history, containing over 100 early farm tractors. To Warp's credit, many of these tractors were obtained when they were less than 50 years old. This goes to show his love for historical items. These antique tractors are coming up on the one-century mark, so let's explore what Pioneer Village's unique farm department has to tell us about a couple of these storied machines. Pioneer Village has multiple old tractors that are steam-powered. Most commoners, or even folks with farming backgrounds, don't know that steam-powered tractors ever existed. But you can find them right here at Pioneer Village. One of these models is the 1919 Frick 12-25. This tractor was rated as a 3-plow while being able to pull 2,500 pounds at 2.5 miles per hour. Another notable tractor preserved by Harold Warp is the 1929 Rock Island Hyder G2 15-25. This features a 4-cylinder engine that ran around 750 RPM. It was advertised to have 7 different speeds in which it could run up to 4 miles per hour, and this was unheard of during this era of tractors. On top of all these crazy facts, this was one of the last tractor models produced by Rock Island Plow Company because they were soon purchased by J.I. Case Company. Recently in 2014, Pioneer Village crafted a building just to show off their tractors while keeping them inside and out of the elements. The experience of visiting Harold Warp's collection of antique tractors in the tractor building may be different for all, but it will certainly be a learning experience for most. Agriculture has always played a major role in the history and upbringing of Nebraska. Chances are that most people have farming ancestors or current relations to farmers. Wouldn't it be exciting to see what kind of tractors that were made in their era, or maybe even tractors that they themselves would have used? Harold Warp's Pioneer Village is one of the nation's leaders in well-preserved antique tractors in one location. Not to mention they are also the nation's leader in the overall collection of American history. It couldn't be more convenient. It's all in one place. Come and witness the powerful yet fragile machines that shaped the Midwest.